under Joseph. What if he had not denied that time? There are things you have to deny today for you to arrive tomorrow. There are food that must not be seen in your mouth today if you must eat good food tomorrow. There are things you must not buy today so that you will not sell what you need tomorrow.
A message you are about to listen to is from the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Firstborn Assembly, Auchi, the place where the undiluted word of God is preached, releasing men from demonic attacks and divinely ushering them into their place of destinies. Oh.
19. Father, unto every stakeholder who is here, let there be something testifiable. That by the time we meet next, it will refer to this service that God visited me. Give us understanding. At the end, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, if you know very well, very sure, that this day is your day, I want you to be a prophet or a prophetess to 7 people very loud and very clear. You are going to tell them, before this month is over, just 2 days that remain, before this month is over, you will sing your song and dance your dance. So you will prophesy to the life of 7 people. Say, before this month is over, you will sing your song and dance your dance. Tell them. You will sing your song and dance your dance. Glory to Jesus. In Jesus' name we prophesy. Can you please make some joyful noise unto Jesus? Hallelujah. God bless you. You can please sit down. God bless you. Can please sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May the Lord continue to make his name be glorified in this church in Jesus' name. Amen. And may God take firstborn to their Rehoboth, to their permanent site, in the name of Jesus. And if God will give us this place so that we can build a very big cathedral here, in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not lying. So that you can build a big church with air conditioners. And be having first service, second service, third service, fourth service, fifth service, sixth service. I've been to a church in Nigeria where the man was having 6 services on Sunday. I've been to that church. What a rugged man. I've been there not once, not twice. Is it once? Twice now. Twice. I'm not, yes, twice. Very rugged. And God is taking you there. In Jesus' name. God bless you one more time, Bernard and his wife. And everyone who is here. Now, the time is short and I'm going to be very snappy. And I'm not going to... It's like a Bible study, but I'll be very fast. And I titled this teaching, Nothing Goes for Nothing. And it's a destiny lecture. Brother, sister, it will help if you can listen for the next few minutes. 1 or 2 messages will drop that you need. I will need. But this man standing in front of me like a military man may not work for me. If you can move to right side or left side, it will be better. Mm-hmm. That right or left, so that I can see the people. It won't be long that you will get your good digital camera. The way you are even saying amen, I don't understand. Say amen very well. There is a youth here. You will get married. You hear him? You hear him? You hear him? There is a student here. You coming out with distinction. You hear him? Now listen, brothers and sisters. God does not respect joke. So don't say, I am just joking. Everything I'm saying, I'm not joking. As I say it, he said, as you say in my ear, so will I do. There is someone here today. Your American visa is approved. So all of you want to go to America? All of you? If you go now, who will remain? Yeah, but you will go there. If there is any power from your father's side, from your mother's side, they say you will die local. They say you will not go abroad. That power shall die. Where your parents cannot reach, you will go beyond that place. You will break barriers. You will break records. You will advance. You will accelerate. You will accelerate. You will accelerate. You will not die a local champion. Lift your voice and shout hallelujah. Sit down. I've been there before. And I pray that my children will go there. Nothing goes for nothing. Take note of these three facts. Then I tell you, price to pay to be somebody tomorrow. That you go to school does not mean you will succeed in life. Not everybody who went to school succeed tomorrow. What they give you in school is A4. They call it certificate. I have three of them at home. I have for NC. I have for first degree. I have for master's. Is A4. It may not be white paper, color yellow, whatever, with your name. That is the paper they give you after 4 years. Is there any other thing they give you after 4 years? Even the gun they give you, you must return it, or else you pay money. You will return your graduation gun back. You cannot even wear the graduation gun the following day. They will have to pay attention to you. Just within 2 or 3 hours, then at the end, they give you paper. And you say, you are... Now, after that time, what you did within 4 years begin to come up. If the paper is gotten on a platter of gold, we'll see. There are people in the next 5-10 years that when they see their colleagues, they will be hiding. And there are people in the next 5-10 years, when you see them, you know that this is somebody. It's good to go to school. But going to school without having a plan and knowing the reason for going to school, you are not pleasing anybody for going to school. You are only helping your own self. I want to pray for you. Your sweat in school, your stress. I have a son in school, he's 300 level in the university, my first child, reading petroleum engineering. He said, the school is too stressful, and this and that. Which one? Tell me the university or poly or common NC where there is no stress. Without stress, there is no success. It's only in dictionary you see success before work, because S come before W. Success, S before W. You see success before work only in the dictionary. In the real life, in the reality, work precedes success. You will never see anybody employ and go to the work with the A4 paper distinction, upper credit or lower credit. I don't know what they give in poly. And I say, according to ECC 202 that I was taught, what do I do? And what do I do? EDD 211. They will have to take that fellow to psychiatric ward. It is what is here that is not, that is needed, not the paper that is given to you. Are we still together? I'm a woman, I'm a lady. Whether I go to school or whether I get decision or I get lower credit or failure or whatever, a man must marry me. You better throw away that mentality. That was in the olden days. No man is ready to marry a liability of failure now. No matter how you package yourself, no matter how whatever you color or paint yourself, they want to see the result so that it will not be another liability. If it is beauty, plenty beautiful ladies outside. That's why you've got to make up your mind that I shall not be at the back in life. Either I'm a man or I'm a woman. Nothing goes for nothing. Philippians chapter 2, very quickly. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5-11. Philippians 2, verse 5-11. talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5 in your Bible. I will read verse 5, you will read verse 6, and we will go in that order until we get to verse 11. Are we together? Are we still on the same page? Can I write on? So I will read 5, you will read 6. Have you opened your Bible? Okay. Say, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. So there is a mind that must be inside of you if you must end well, like Jesus ended well. Say, let that mind that was in Christ be in you. Verse 6, everybody. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of it. Verse 8. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10. Now all of us together with the voice that is ready to testify, we'll read verse 11, 3, 4, 2, and that every tongue, the glory of God, amen. Lest I forget, let me commend the effort of the multimedia unit of this parish. I see their post on the internet, on the Facebook, concerning Firstborn Assembly. They are doing a good job, but they can do better. Put your hand together for them. Take note of these three facts. Number one, as we talk on nothing goes for nothing, it is possible to pass through this life without having any positive impact. Very possible, sir. It is possible to carry Methuselah spirit and still die like Methuselah. Some people die, they will not have any good impact on others. But God sent us here to be solutions to people's problems. Many lived and died without being noticed for something good in life. Even in the Bible, some names were mentioned like Methuselah, Judas Iscariot. Nothing good was said about them. So please take note of this. This is a destiny lecture. It's going to be very sharp. It is possible for somebody to come to this world, lived, and die without having any good impact. It is possible to live where you are living now, to relocate to another place, and the people you left behind, they will be giving thanks to God. Father, we thank you that this brother has left here. Let something like this never come into this environment. That's a failure. Number two, fact. There are destiny fulfillment questions you must ask yourself if you must live an impactful life. We call it destiny fulfillment question. You need to ask yourself if your tomorrow will be better than your today. You see, amen has never brought money to anybody. It is where. It's not an idea. It is not an idea. Beyond it is where that I want to do. You need to ask yourself, what will the world remember me for? That you are in Auchi does not mean you will die in Auchi. Great people of today, find out how they started. It is not a sin to start small, but it's a sin to remain small. Every great thing starts small. No building is built until the first block is laid. You can't lay the second one if you have not laid the first one. So most time it's not the school you attend, it's you that attend the school. What limit do I want to get to in life? How do I want to be celebrated in this my lifetime? To what extent do I want God to use me to affect other people's life positively? Those are destiny questions. What are your pursuits? What are my pursuits? What are my goals in life? In the next 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of my life, what would I have achieved? How do I want to leave this world? Failure
failed to supply answer to these questions. You just did as, today God has added another year to my year. Today I'm 30, today I'm 40, today I'm 50. You just be adding year and live at the mercy of population census. Just to be counted, and the life is not counting. So what in the next 10, 5, 20 years? Where do I want to be? What level do I want to be? What are your vision? What are your plans? After getting OND, HND, Master, what else? What follow? You are not the first to get it. You are not going to be the last. What follows? There are people today that you will not believe until they tell you that they have masters. See their life, will tell you they have never been to school before. I will get married. After you marry, you get married. What follow? Number three fact you need to know. In life, nothing goes for nothing. And when I say life, I'm not talking of Nigeria. Life is life all over the world. The same. Human beings are the same. It's only the color of the skin and language that differ. Human beings are the same. Having the privilege to travel to 1, 2, 3, 4 countries, I've seen human beings are the same. It's only language, color of the skin that differ, and culture that differ. I have never seen a woman or a woman with 3 breasts. The same vehicle they drive overseas, the same vehicle we drive here. We are the same. It's only culture that differ. And there is no Jesus of America. There is no Jesus of UK. There is no Jesus of Nigeria. It's the same Jesus that died for the whole world. And like Pastor Kalejaye said, you don't need to travel to UK before your life is okay. You don't need to travel to China before you eat Chinese food. They said the world is a global village. Today, now you have to be very careful. I hope it's not about you. When you are in the bedroom and you close the window, you close the door and you are showering, maybe some people are even watching, you don't know. The world we are now, two of us. That's why when I go to fast food, any fast food I go anywhere, I will check everywhere. Is this CCTV camera, they call it? CCTV or whatever. I will check very well before I open my hands. Say, you think you are covered. Today you can pick your call and call somebody and you'll be looking at each other and you'll be laughing. So that is what you are doing. I call my son in university here. I said, you have not bagged your hair. This thing, they crackle. Nothing goes for nothing. For people to hear me well, there must be a good battery inside the microphone. I said, you have not bagged your ear. I look at him. We are seeing each other. The world is a global village. There is always a price to pay for any rise, regardless of where you are born. And where you are born has nothing to do with where you are going. It's not how you are born, but what you will give back to. It's not what you are passing through now, but what will pass through you. Find them, great people of today. They always have a poor background. Failure to pay the price is to forfeit the price and miss the rise. The price you are willing to pay determines how high you will rise in life. Any that refuses to go through fire will never shine. The higher you want to go in life, the greater the price you must pay. It is your seriousness in life that determines your fruitfulness in life. You can't become first class material if you are not ready to pay the first class price. And I tell you, if you pay ticket for bus, maybe God is good, or Afema, whatever vehicle. If you pay the ticket for them, you are going to Lagos. You will enter and travel by road. If you pay ticket, flight ticket, then you fly, you travel by flight. From Lagos to Abuja is plus or minus 10, 11 hours. If you pay ticket for bus, you travel and go through the stress of 11 hours journey. By flight is 50 minutes. You pay the ticket for flight, then you go. 50 minutes, you're already there. When, before they even get to Sagam, you're already in Abuja from Lagos. But the price is not the same. From Lagos to Abuja, maybe they collect 10,000, 7,000, 8,000 or thereabout. If you are to go either Arik or Aero or whatever flight you are going, the least is around 25,000.
So how can you compare 25,000 or 30,000 with 7,000 naira? So the price you pay determines the arise you enjoy. To run from price today is to run from rising tomorrow. So the student you see that are gallivanting, playing about today, flying polo, doing guy, pocketing, with nothing in the air, always on the Facebook, but they will not face their book. Wait! Time will soon tell. It's the end that matters. And I put it to you today, you can employ your coursemate as a gate man. It has happened before. But you, when you see your colleagues, you will not run. You will not hide. Please say amen very well. So, no price, no lies. No dedication, no celebration. Our Lord Jesus, we have read, Jesus paid the price and God exalted him. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible says we should let that mind be in us. Elisha, 2 Kings, write it down. 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 to 15. We are going to the real thing now. 2 Kings 2, 1 to 15. Chapter 2, 1 to 15. You see the story of Elisha and Elijah there. Elijah was to go to return back to heaven. And Elijah had 51 prophets, sons of the prophet. Only one followed Elijah. From Gilgal to Bethel, from Bethel to Jericho, from Jericho they crossed. And people kept telling him, don't follow your master. Don't you know God is going to take him away? Elisha said, I know, hold your peace. I know what I want. I know where I'm going. Only him follow Elijah. And at the end, when you read verse 15 of 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible said, the people, the friends, the colleagues of Elisha in the morning, when they saw that the Spirit of God has come upon Elisha, it came and they prostrated. It's there in your Bible. When the Spirit of God came upon Elisha, the same Spirit upon Elijah, double fold came and he got to the river. Every one of us, we face our own river Jordan. If God there and we are watching him, then can you see now? Stupid man. Didn't we tell you not to follow Elijah? You should come and join us here. Come and be playing with us here. Come and be watching him here. Let's enjoy ourselves here. Leave Elijah alone, his old cargo, his old school. But suddenly Elisha was standing before the river Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from Elijah. And he shouted, where is the Lord God of Elijah? He parted the river. And when they saw the river into two, just like Elijah did. And the Bible said, the sons of the prophet came to Elisha, his colleagues, his friends, and they prostrated. Because they saw he did what they could not do. He had what they don't have. For your colleagues to bow before you tomorrow, they must see that you have something they don't have. You must do what they could not do. And that's how Elisha became their ogre. He paid the price in following. Our father, the Lord, Baba Adeboye, there was a time when he was still a worker in RCCG during the lifetime founder of this church. If you are still there, say amen. Okay? And one day, just like Pastor Benan come now and say, there is a need in the church. And all the workers, I want you to go and close your account. That was what the founder of the church said that Sunday morning. I want all of you to close your bank account. Whatever you have there, bring it to church. We have a serious need to meet in the first parish in Ebutemeta. And that day, when Adeboye went, they closed their account, lecture and Uniland, and they brought the money to church. The following Sunday, the founder, Baba Akinayomi of blessed memory, came. He said, I ask you to close your account. Last Sunday, I'm bringing the money. However, God has met the need. Money has come. But I still want to know, how many of you close your account and brought the money? Only Daddy Adeboye and Mommy Adeboye stood up among all other workers. And Daddy said, when he saw himself and Mommy stood up, nobody again look up, look left and right, nobody. Daddy said to Mommy, Mom, let's sit down. No. And the founder said from the altar, my son, my daughter, don't sit down. Only two of you are obedient. And he prayed for them. You can see the result of prayer today. I don't know whether I'm communicating here. You can't. Daddy Adeboye has got it to a level that he doesn't pray for things again. Things come. He told us, don't give me any vehicle. I don't need any vehicle again. The day he said it, that day he said it, about two or three vehicles came after he said it. He said, there is no day. One day will pass by and money will not enter his account. From known and unknown places. Look at the price he paid that time to close the account. Somebody would have said, I must pay the school fees of my child. I must do this one. I must do that one. Sir, nothing goes for nothing.
You can't be a winner
if you are not ready to pay the price. Check any winner anywhere. Check any student anywhere. Who is doing fine? Who is doing well? Check them. See the time they used to play. See what they do. You will see the difference. Check it out. Look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Genesis 39, 7 to 15. Genesis 39, 7 to 15. He paid the price in holiness. Like the choir sang. He refused to sleep with his master's wife. Very handsome a guy. A virgin brother. He has never slept with any lady before. And this is a married woman, the wife of his sogar, who developed interest in him. If a girl loves a boy very well, that boy should be very careful. Very, very careful. Because she can use anything to get you. This woman did everything. Joseph, the Bible said, Joseph said, how can I do this and sin against God? I have seen the dream. I had a dream. I know where God is taking me to. How can I sleep with you, commit fornication, and cut short my destiny here? Though I'm the head of slave here, I am to be the head of a state, not the head of a slave of slaves. No, no, sir, ma, I won't do. Iran, on one day, faithful day, the woman sent everybody away. Only Joseph remained in the house. And the woman called Joseph, bring my food, I'm hungry. And Joseph went in. When you go on visitation, and you get to a house, you see a woman on the house wearing, tying wrapper. Don't enter the room. From the outside, we are just on visitation. How is daddy? That is okay. Mommy, help us greet. And you are only one person. If you are two, it's okay. If you are the only one, they're only. Oh, you are a brother. In the name of visiting newcomer, of visiting people, you went to a fellow student. And she's tying wrapper in her room. And your brother, very holy brother, Brother Enoch. I hope nobody's Enoch here. When you carry your Bible, you are going in the name of visitation. And the sister is tying wrapper. And she asks you to sit on her bed. See, because there is no chair, it's a student. And you sit on the bed. And in front of the bed is a lining. Where she put her undies, the pant, the bra, the brazier, everything. And you are there. Hey, I was in service yesterday. It was okay. And this and that. You join us. Brother, you are a gunner. You don't go. Joseph was not careful enough. And he carried the food to enter. The woman said, move it close to me. As he was moving close to it, the woman ran to the door, closed the door, removed the wrapper naked. And the woman said, it's in the Bible, today you must sleep with me. Joseph said, no, ma. That I see nakedness does not fit my tomorrow. No, ma! I can't do this. Enjoy today and destroy my tomorrow. Destiny of nations are on my neck. No, sir. No, ma. And they began to struggle. The Bible says, Joseph removed his t-shirt. Woman, hold the t-shirt. She thought, now that she has removed the shirt, is ready to sleep. And Joseph said, I prefer to lose my shirt today so that I can wear the royal clothes tomorrow. And as the woman was battling with the shirt, he ran to the door and left. Do you know, few years later, this same Joseph became the prime minister. The same woman and her husband came and became under subject, under Joseph. What if he had not denied that time? There are things you have to deny today for you to arrive tomorrow. There are food that must not be seen in your mouth today if you must eat good food tomorrow. There are things you must not buy today so that you will not sell what you need tomorrow. There are fast food center they must not see you today. It's like I'm offending you. In conclusion, if you want to reach your goal, if you want to fulfill your destiny, if you want to be known for good, if you want to amount to somebody in life, then pay attention to the following areas that you need to pay price. Number one area that you must pay price. Number one, pay price in productive thinking. And I will rush over there. Pay price in productive thinking. Proverbs 23 verse 7. As a man thinketh, so he is. Not as they think for you, as you think for yourself. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know, God says, the thought. So God is a thinker. I know the thought I think towards you. enough time to think productively. If you don't think, you will soon stink. Progressive life is a product of progressive thinking. Always think on what to do and how to do it better. Every human being uses just 10% of his brain daily. 10 out of 100%. Engage the remaining 90 in productive thinking. Engage yourself in what is called critical thinking. It's called productive thinking. If you can think it, you can see it. And if you can see it, you can have it. You see, until you sit down to think, you will not get idea to move forward. We do a lot, but we do less thinking. Prayer without thinking will not work. What can I do? What am I doing? What can I do better? How can I do it? Think and think. How do I want my life to be? Don't go to Jatu before you now say, how should I go from Jatu? You need physical deliverance. You leave your house, you now get to Jatu. Say, I'm in Jatu now. From Jatu, where should I go? They should give you both manual. If it's even manual deliverance, not spiritual now. You know what they call manual deliverance? To flog you. Before you leave your house, you must have thought your day. This is where we go. This is what I will do. Before money arrives, you must have thought it out. Productive thinking. You have to pay price. Engage your thinking. There is no problem that is without solution. That it is difficult does not mean it is impossible. Think, think. In Africa, we don't think. In churches today, we pray, but we don't think. God is a thinker. He said, for I know the thought I think. For I know the thought I have towards you. Think. Number two. Pay price in research. Ecclesiastes 7:25, you see there. Ecclesiastes 7:25, you see, I have to search out. That's what the wise man say. Pay price in research if your tomorrow will be great, brother. Take meticulous time to find out how others have done it. You need to find out how they succeeded and what made them to succeed. Those who failed, what made them to fail? You have to be a researcher. A good student is a student who goes outside the classroom to still study more and find out more. David said, I know more than my teachers. It is possible to know more than the lecturers. I'm not referring to your school, but most of our schools in Nigeria, some of our lecturers, the same lecture book they have for year under level last year that they taught them, they keep it very well, where cockroach cannot reach. When the new under level arrived this year, it's still the same one. And they begin to teach. The world has gone beyond that one. They can teach you for 1 hour in the class and go for research and know more than the lecturer that taught you. Have you not seen some students that the lecturer will say, teach them? Maybe you've not seen before. Number three, pay price in diligence. Nothing goes for nothing. If you will be great, if you will be the greatest in your family, if you will not beg tomorrow, pay price in diligence. Proverbs 22:29. See that a diligent man will not stand before ordinary people but great people. No vision in life will ever come true without consistent diligence. Lazy person has no glorious future. Hard work today will remove hard life tomorrow. If you sleep for 8 hours every day, you have slept for 10 days out of 30 days. And in a year, if you are sleeping 8 hours every day, 8 hours, you must have slept 120 days. That is 4 months out of 12 months. And if you live to be 60 years, somebody said, you must have slept for 20 years out of 60 years. How many remain? You can't fold your hand, cross your leg, and expect life to be good to you. It's a calamity in the making. For us to have members in the church like this, and in the next 5 years, 10 years, we cannot boast that my member is now the director of that one. That one is now the manager. That one is in that Africa, in that country. That one is this one. That one is this one. That one is that one. That will be the good, the joy of a pastor. I have seen now cheap people who finish HND and they are professional bike riders. And there is nothing wrong in riding bike to get money. But ask that fellow, what is your vision the next 5 years? The vision is just to get money for daily bread. Oh God, give us today our daily bread. Eat and sleep and take care of bike again. Eat and sleep. And they will even marry with Okada and still continue rearing children. There is no plan, no vision, no idea, no research, no nothing. Sir, don't let environment colonize you. Don't! Be diligent. Read. And that's another price here. Number four. Pay price in reading. 2 Timothy 4:13 and 2 Timothy 2:15. Paul, the apostle, said, bring the book that I forgot. Study to show yourself approved. Leader today is a leader tomorrow. If you read today, you will lead tomorrow. Solution to your problem is in a book. You need to find it out. Baba Oyedepo of Living Faith is a book that he read that he changed his mentality tomorrow. A book written by Mama Gloria Copeland. Gloria Copeland. And he read it. He said, he screamed out. He said, I can never be poor again. That poverty had it and it's a book. Why would somebody say he's a student and he's not a reader? A good student does not read when it is only during the exam. A good student reads ahead of exam. Don't read to pass exam. If you read to pass exam, after passing the exam, the knowledge will disappear. Read to acquire knowledge. When you read to acquire knowledge, not only will you pass the exam, the knowledge will still remain in your head. I'm sorry to say, to Chibonio or any school in Nigeria, I have encountered people in this house. These 3 years I've been here. Graduate, when they open mouth to talk English like this, you say, they don't even know the difference between English and one way, no break. Everything they just mud ram to. Do you know some people even use broken English in their exam? They have forgotten that in the higher institution. When you see writing or write up of some people graduate, say, which school did you go? Some ladies who open my time say, what did happen? When I go there yesterday, who taught you that one? And when they call students to come to do Thanksgiving, HNDO, and you two come, you dance, and you are dancing to thank God for seeing you through HND. And now you say, when I go yesterday, you should not join them to thank God. You should go back. God won't teach you that nonsense. You are not mature yet. Carrying certificate, and say, when I go yesterday, when I go, if I slap you, go roll. Somebody will spend 2 hours in the bedroom and cannot spend 5 hours in reading. What everywhere? Bedroom. Come to the room. All kinds of cream for hand. Cream. Do you know some people have cream for this place? They have cream for here. They have for here. They have for face. They have for lap. 1 hour, they are still dressing. When you now get married, how many hours will you use? How many hours? Pay price in fasting and prayer. Number five. Matthew 21:17. These signs cannot happen without prayer. If you can't pray, you can't last. If you can't fast, you can't last. People who fast last. We live in a world full of wickedness. 2 days ago, I got a brother in Bori, married 4 months ago, an agnist in the church, and died after 4 months of marriage. We live in a world of wickedness. You need to soak yourself and your activity will sit up. Not to pray is to end as a pray. Not everybody who wants you to go to school wants you to come back alive. Pray! Pay price in praying. when Man U or Chelsea are playing, your voice will be the loudest in that environment. You even pay money to go and watch football. And when you come to church, you drop 130, 50 naira or 20 naira. And you pay money to go and watch, but you pay 100 naira. You see, buy Coca-Cola, you buy Gala. When you are watching Chelsea, where you would never get 1 naira. And you'll be shouting, hey, 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 hey. And you come to church, you drop, your 50 naira self is even smelly. Fast and pray as a student. Paul Deneche, Dr. Paul Deneche, he said when he was in the university, the kind of friends you move with, they are firebrand friends that will go to villages, raise dead bodies, cause the blind to see. This one will tell you, I just finished 10 days fasting, 7 days marathon, university undergraduate. See, those are the people you work with. We move with as friends. And look at him today. Look at him today. The birds of the same feather will flock together. Association today determine destination tomorrow. A lady in Unilag said to her friend, they were mocking her. He said, look at you, look at you. The reason why your breast is not out is because you are not sleeping with men. A child of God attended the mountain of fire. But she the breast came out. And they were mocking her. Do you know this girl still went to tell her pastor? Say, daddy, they are mocking me. They say, the reason why my breasts are not out, I'm looking like a man, is because I don't sleep with men. And the pastor said, Nalayo, when it is time, God will cause you to do what? To appear. You don't pay for it. It's natural. Don't sleep with anybody. She ignored the advice of her pastor. And her friend arranged a boyfriend for her. And the man slept with her. First sleep. Only one sleep. His virgin her metamorphosed to pregnancy. And the pregnancy, a set of twins. Undergraduate. And to what see the matter, one was going inside the womb. The other one was going in the fallopian tube. And the blood began to come out. So they have to operate on her. They have to kill the one in the fallopian tube to save the one in the womb. So, and they said the only solution is to cut that fallopian tube. So they cut it and killed the first one. In the process of doing it, they tamper with the one in the womb. And the two died. The two died. Number 6, pay price in studying the Bible. Joshua 1 verse 8. The secret of good success in life is deeply rooted in the word of God. The word of God will guide you, will lead you, will counsel you. Any work, any career, any activity that does not give room or allow you to read Bible is a Bible, is a satanic cunning way to empty your life. Study your Bible day and night. That's what God told Joshua 1 verse 8. Say this book of law must not depart. Number 7, I'm going to 10. Number 7, pay price in building your faith. Hebrew 11:1-6. Hebrew 11:1-6. Hebrew 11:1-6 talks about faith. Without faith, you can't please God. And until you please God, you can't make any meat in life. Pay price in building your faith. Stop looking unto man for help. Start trusting God for everything. The just shall live by faith. That's what the Bible says. The just shall live by faith. Read books of faith. Gather materials together. Build up your faith. Spend more money in the building of your faith than in your dress. Your faith is what is important, not your dress. Build up your faith. Pay price in building up of your faith. It's better not to eat food than not to read Bible. When you are reading Bible and never takes the light, you say, Ebenezer, God will see you tomorrow. They have taken the light. Can you do that when you are preparing for exam? That they take light and you say, I won't read again. And you have paper tomorrow. Number 8, pay price in self-discipline and control. If you must reach your goal, if you must be great, somebody to be celebrated tomorrow, please, sir, please, ma, pay price in self-discipline and control. Write it down. 2 Samuel 11:1-10. 2 Samuel 11, chapter 11, verse 1 to 10. If you don't know how to control yourself, your life will be out of control. If you want to amount to someone great in life, you must learn to discipline your stomach. Not every food must enter your mouth. Discipline your body, your finance, your enjoyment, your eyes. All the brothers that are here, discipline your eyes. Job said, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look at any lady. It's not possible for you not to look at any lady. Even I have seen blind people today that commit fornication. A blind brother, blind cannot see, and he still committed fornication. He confessed. And I asked, how did he see the lady? And he's a pastor. He's a blind pastor. I said, how did he see the lady? How did he know where the something is? How much more you that can see? And in the age where we are, the age that you don't need to pay any ticket before you see whatever you want to see. So discipline your eyes. Discipline yourself. One church, brother ran to church. And where he sat, a sister sat in front of him. He was at the back. He had been looking and looking and looking. He couldn't control himself. From the church auditorium, he was forgotten he was in the church. He cried. He said, sister, come for this thing. I ran from the world to come to church. Maybe I will see something better. You have been opening this for me, sister. Hey, not by force. All he needed to do is to carry his bag, I mean Bible, and relocate to another place. Discipline, discipline, control. If you want to be in control tomorrow, you must control your life today. Not every gift belongs to you. Beware of free gift. Not every food offered to you must enter your mouth. Discipline, self-discipline, without it. David lacked it, and he went to sleep with Bathsheba, another man's wife. And you need to know what David suffered because of that. Please, sir. Please, ma. Nobody has ever succeeded in life without self-discipline and control. Control yourself. If you need deliverance, report to pastor. I cannot see a lady without me having lust. 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 I feel I should sleep with her. I feel this. I feel your body is just moving anyhow. Let it not move you to danger, to fire. Declare fasting and prayer. We live in a world that people dress anyhow. And that's why in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, we don't allow that. Look at this choir. Look at them. Look at them. These are beautiful dress. But in some places, you see breast up like this. You don't need to pay tickets. And they are in the church. And that's why, ladies, don't dress to kill. Don't let any man fall because of your dress. Check yourself in and out. Of what use is a skirt that you cannot take first ladder to climb the step or staircase? Of what use? What will be your excuse in heaven? Let us package ourselves very well. You, this is a youth church. There are youth churches you can get to. You can't see people dressed like this. Oh. You must have seen plenty nakedness. Even the pastor self is enjoying from the altar. He said, raise your leg. Do like this. Do that. He's enjoying. He will even go. The pastor will go down. Will lay hand on his sister. He's a liar. But look at all of you. Please clap for yourself here. Clap for yourself. Number 9. Two more. And I stop. I'll give you two prayer points and I bless you. Pay price in building of your character. Genesis 39, 7 to 15. Pay price in building of your character. Your character can make you or break you. A diligent man, a prayerful man without good character will eventually crash in destiny. It is attitude that determines altitude. Your yes must be yes, your no must be no. God sent Elijah to a widow's house. A young widow with only one son. Young widow. Can God send you to somebody's house, a lady's house, and nothing will happen between you and that lady? God was so boastful of Elijah. Elijah will not commit adultery. And Elijah was a youth, no wife. And God still sent him to a woman who lost her husband. And Elijah had no wife. And the woman had no husband. Say two, don't cut four. But Elijah said no. He didn't disappoint heaven. Can you be entrusted with some money and there will be no problem with that money? Whether it is convenient or not, you must maintain good character. Are you a telephone repairer? You are collecting phone from people in the church, in your class. You say you will repair, you will repair, you will repair. And you spoil the phone, you collect the money from them. You say your phone cannot work again. Lack of character. You are at Jatu. Hello? Where are you? Adeavele. You are not on the school campus premises. Where are you? I mean, Faculty of Arts. And you are far at Opela.
wait for me. Which faculty are you? Which block?
And you are not on school. And you still come to church. You still carry microphone. Say every living soul. Which living soul? Are you a living soul? You will call your mommy and your daddy. You put Baba and Baba. And mama, you put them under pressure. Daddy, they say we should buy this textbook. Oh, and if we don't buy it, in fact, they say we will not register for exam. And please, I need the textbook. Oh, how much? And daddy says 7,500 naira. You collect money. You call your uncle abroad. You call your uncle in Lagos. You still collect money. How you are a student and say, I want to buy 3 books or 4 books. What is the name of the book? Dictionary. 4. Dictionary. 4. And you are just collecting money. Whatever you do today, your children will do to you tomorrow. It's not a cause. Character. Is it only when? Why is it that it's only when you are in the midst of sisters that your way of speaking English always change to phonetic? Why? When you are in the midst of other brother, you speak as yourself. It's okay. But when you are in the midst, begin to you know. What is the meaning of that one? Character. Am I offending you? It is lack of character for a lady. I'm your father, and I will talk right. Me and the talk right. For a lady whose bread is small like this, and now go and look for iron coaste and make it like this. It's lack of character. We should not do that in Pentecostal. Some lady wear nika. Mama, what do you call it? Firstborn wife. Nika, what that one? Huh? Do you know there are some pastors today that they have bottom? Foam. They put about 4 foam. What do you call it? And they know I'm now. 4! You know your bum is flat. You now wear that one to make it shoot out. Whom are you impressing? It's lack of character. And bum, you see, is just an ordinary gadget for a streeter. It's just gadget to excrete your Igbe. Nothing there. Lack of character. Tight, you will not pay. Lack of character. Offering, you will not give. Lack of character. One brother, 3 girls. You see 3 visions for 3 girls. Lack of character. When that one does not work, you go to another one. Lack of character. Why do you always send credit card all the time to Sister Vero? Lack of character. Only her. Lack of character. On Facebook, on the internet alone, 1 a.m. when MTN give you free airline. Your time 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. What do you watch? What site do you visit? And you are there on the bed alone by yourself with your pillow. Do you know some ladies sex themselves, some brothers sex themselves, and they will still work in the morning, use medicated soap to bathe, and still come to church and carry Bible? Medicated soap cannot wash away sin. What pornography picture do you watch? They are there free of charge. You don't do that. People do that, no lasting destiny. You have to reject it because you have a tomorrow. Whether you believe it or not, some of you looking at me here today, some of you are commissioners, ministers, governors. Great. Many of you will employ Oyibo before you die. For you to get here, you must use today well. Anything that is tantalizing you today to commit sin is a way to cut short your destiny. Reject it. Refuse it so that you can get to your tomorrow. And number 10, the last one, then we'll stand to pray. Pay price in living a low profile lifestyle. That's the last one. Pay price in living a low profile lifestyle. Proverbs 16 verse 18. Proverbs 16 18 and Proverbs 29 23. You see there. Don't blow your trumpet too loud before your time. Don't appear bigger than your size. A low profile lifestyle is the best lifestyle. Extravagant lifestyle is a calamity in the making. Avoid a photocopied lifestyle. Be yourself. Be original. Grow up. Don't go up. Grow up. I have visited some fast food in this house. I have seen students buying what I cannot buy. Not that I don't have money to buy, but because of investment on other areas. And you see trend. Student, and most time when you see them, you see they are here. Yahoo, boy. They carry you to fast food. I'm not saying don't go to fast food. Don't go enjoy yourself. But don't buy what your level cannot buy. A parent give you 10,000 in 2 weeks and you go to fast food. You buy chickens, fried rice and jollof rice. Mix it together. One chicken, laps, martina, salad. Everything is about 3,005. You are eating that today when you are still collecting money on food. When you now begin to work, what will you eat again? Don't copy anybody to live. Let them call you bush girl, bush boy. It is the end that matters. If it is Tokobo shoe you are buying today, every 9 day out to market, you will go, you will bend down and select. The one that you can wear for 4 years, no shoemaker can work on. It's better so that tomorrow you can go to boutique. Collect money from anybody to enjoy yourself today. Pastor Paul Eleje told us, when he got to Abuja, a medical doctor, he said he went to where they are selling, bend down and pick. The same energy. He picked shoes. He picked trousers. He said different color. He wore it to Kumbo. And he's the same man that is a multimillionaire today. He paid that price that time. Even though a doctor, the wife also a doctor. And today, look at him today now. If you keep buying what you don't need today, tomorrow you will sell what you need. Low profile lifestyle is a price everybody, student and every one of us must pay so that we can get there tomorrow. Tomorrow is loaded. Tomorrow is glorious. It's awaiting us. But what we do today will determine whether we'll get there or not.
And I close with this, then you rise up. A man was in the hotel. There was a church in the hotel he lodged. He's a minister from London. They invited him one church. So they lodged him. So the hotel where they lodged him, there was a hall. One church was using that hall for worship. And one man was playing on organ. He was playing. It was the melody coming from the organ that went to meet him in the room. He said, I like this melody. And he came down. He said, I will go and join this church before they will come and pick me in the hotel to where he will minister. Brothers and sisters, as he went to go join them, the man on the organ was receiving call. The call was coming. He didn't pick. Then later, he said, let me go and pick up. He called his assistant, be playing the organ. Then he went out to the call. That was when the other man from the hotel room came. The one he saw on the organ, he thought he was the one that was playing that made him to come down. After the service, he went to pastor and said to pastor, this man that played the organ, I like him. Please, I'd like you to talk to him. If he will not mind, we would like to employ him in UK. Pay his ticket, everything, and put him on salary. He was not the one who play. The one who play is Ogun Ayetikolu, part two of life. That was the time the phone rang and he went out to pick the call. So God just removed the anointing from him and put it on his assistant. And that one was the one the other man met. And that one was the one that was taken to abroad and be on salary. Rise to your feet. Do you know some people will be inside the church and they are still on the WhatsApp? The program is going on in the church. They are also on WhatsApp. They are even chatting. When you see somebody and you are preaching, he's doing like this. Check it. He's on either Facebook or he's chatting. And he's in the church. That was the case of that man. No respect for God. And the day he was to be promoted, his destiny was to become bigger. He went out and he missed the destiny. You will not miss your right time. No one in life has ever become successful by chance or by magic. Behind every good success is the price to pay. Success will not come by mere wishing, but by working it out. And you can start today. Nothing goes for. Did I pass any message across to anybody here? Help me tell two people, there is tomorrow for you. And finally, tell the same people, but you must pay the price today. Raise it above your head. I decree that any obituary prepared, physical or spiritual, for anybody here, 7 times backfire by fire. Where nobody has ever reached your family, you will begin it. That lady, I pray for you that the way the wedding of your elder ones ended, crash, that is the same way when you two get married will end. I stand here today, I cancel that statement over your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want to pray for you now. I want to pray for you. Close your eyes, everybody. Are you here this morning? You are a brother or sister, married or single, student or not student. You know that you have not given your life to Jesus, or you have done that, you backslide, and you want to come back to Jesus. I'd like you to raise your right hand. I want to pray for you first before I bless the whole church. This meeting is not an accidental. It's God's ordained meeting. Please raise it up and I want to pray for you. Very quickly. Wherever you are, just in 30 seconds, carry your Bible, carry your bags. Come, don't be the last person to come forward. And I want to pray for you. That's why Jesus brought you. Because he wants to use you to rewrite the history of your family. Come forward. If you are doing that, you want to give your life, just come. 30 seconds. Don't be the last person. If you know you want to carry your Bible, your photo, carry them and come. Very quickly. And I'll be praying for you. The prayer of salvation, the prayer of coming back. You've gone away. You have even given your life to Christ, but you backslide. You want to come back. Please come. I'll pray for you now. 30 seconds. Then I will pray for everybody and bless you. Do that. Is there any other fellow? There is a sister to my right that needs to join them. You know it, and your conscience is blinking, making you to feel. Please join them before I finish this prayer. Come and join them. God bless you. Join them. That's why I brought you. Life with Christ, then you have testimony to share. Without Christ, he said there will be crisis. And that's, he said, let the mind of Christ be in you. God bless you, Father. I pray for this, your children, that mercy will prevail over judgment. Lord, as a church, we agree today, we pray. Whatever sins this one might have committed before now, Daddy, please forgive them in the name of Jesus. We ask that the precious blood of Jesus will cleanse you, will wash away your sins, and will give you power to sin no more. Today, we welcome you into the fold of children of God. We declare you saved in the name of God the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Receive power to sin no more. You will make it to heaven at last. And I prophesy among the children of your Father, among the children of your mother, you shall be the greatest in Jesus. You shall be the greatest in Jesus. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, is there anything to sign? Okay, please, can you give them the card? Don't follow that, sister. God bless you, please. Well, let's celebrate them. Put your hands together very quickly. But don't take them too far, because I want to pray for everybody now. I want to leave the year. I want to pray. There is a book here. It's called Pray Yourself into Fulfillment. Pray Yourself into Fulfillment. It should be the number 12 book I've written. It's 500 naira for a copy. But this is a student church. I will give it for 300 naira for a copy. If they need it, it will help you to pray more. Please stretch forth your two hands and let me pray with you. This day marked the last Sunday, the month of April. And that is why I call on heaven to record today. Whatever God did not create in you, whatever was not there in the beginning and is there troubling your life now, I command the ground to swallow it up in the name of Jesus. The sponsor of your schooling, whoever is responsible for sponsoring you in this school, no sickness, no death will take him or her away in the name of Jesus. I rewind the tape of your life back to the day you were conceived, the month you spend in your mother's womb, the day you are born. Anything that God did not put there that has been there and will affect you tomorrow when your glory is about to shine, and the thing will appear and say, I am here, you cannot shine. Today, I command that the consuming fire of Jehovah consume such in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you, the paper you have sat for, any paper you will sit for in this school or any other school, you will not sit for one paper two times in the name of Jesus. Any error, any mistake you must have committed, you must have written down in your exams, let the Holy Spirit pen, let the Holy Ghost himself go to where they keep the answer script and rewrite it and correct your error to favor you in the name of Jesus.
today, you shall be great. You shall be great. You will advance. You will make success. You will make progress. You will not die before your time. Any power from anywhere attacking your glory, that power shall die. It shall be well with you. Ideas that nobody has ever received, let it come to your head. You will own companies. You will own factories. You will employ black and white. You will become international. You will serve the law. Your head will not lack oil. In the name of Jesus, I speak to firstborn family. Every good thing, you will be first. You will be first. In the name of God, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Under 72 hours from now, under 72 hours from now, Holy Spirit of God, wherever you hear the loudest amen, let that fellow receive a miracle telephone call.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed by this message. Our messages are available on CDs and MP3. For order, call 0705242-1115. Again, 0705242-1115. You can also follow us on Facebook, RCCG, Firstborn Assembly. Firstborn,
born to reign.